Well, good evening, and thank you all for being here for this community input session as we go through the process of discussing what we would be looking for from the next town manager for the town of Amherst. My name is Bernie Lynch. I've been brought on by the select board to work on this with you, to do the recruiting. We had a community input session earlier today where we had about 20 people in attendance, good discussion that lasted the almost the entire 2 hours that we had allotted. I had an opportunity to meet with some of the staff people prior to that, and I think it was about 2 weeks ago I spent some one-on-one time with the select board members as well as a group meeting with the entire select board to talk about these same issues that we're going to talk about tonight. As I as I've pointed out to a number of people, this is your community, so you actually have a better sense of what you're looking for from your town manager than I necessarily do, because but I want to be here to help facilitate the process, to do the outreach, to do the recruiting, to bring you the best possible candidates for this position. So the format for tonight, and I've does everybody have one of these forms? This is a form that we've developed just for those that might not want to speak. You don't have to fill it out. You don't have to fill it out, but it will give you sort of a sense of the format that we want to use tonight. Essentially, earlier today we started to do it just in terms of a step-by-step, and then it just sort of started meshing all together. So we'll do the same tonight. We'll mesh it all together in terms of what I'm looking for. And what I'm looking for is a discussion of what the primary issues are facing the town of Amherst, so that will help me in pinpointing the manager candidates that have the experience and background to address those issues. It also gives the candidates an opportunity to understand what the priorities are for the town so that they can decide, A, whether to apply, and B, how they should begin to consider their application to the town of Amherst so that they are well-versed in what the issues are facing the town. Secondly, we want to look at the qualifications. What's the education, what's the experience of the individuals that would be, that we believe would be the best fit for the town of Amherst. And then thirdly, and this gets into more of the softer skills perhaps, what are the attributes that we'd be looking for from the town manager? What type of style of individual would we be looking from the next town manager? And then anything else people may have an interest in talking about, so that we can get a complete picture that we can then go out and prepare the position profile, which talks about the town, talks about the position, and talks about the individual that we'd be looking for. And if you, on that same form, you can see at the very bottom there, if you are interested in emailing me any further thoughts and ideas, my email is blynch@communityparadigm.com. So feel free to do that as well. So I will open it up at this point and ask what your thoughts are. What type of person would you like to see? What are the issues facing the town? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first, not to actually, I've already had sort of a bite at this apple, and I think myself and probably for Mr. Slaughter, the select board felt like we should have some of us attending each of the meetings, so I'm really here to listen to you folks. But I just wanted to tell you that when we hired Mr. Lynch that we had looked at four proposals for assistance with the search process, and we chose Mr. Lynch, and it, in part because of his own experience and background in municipal government, but also we were looking for someone who had a broad reach out there for prospective candidates that was in touch with people who were in the field and knew who was could be available to us, because it's partly recruitment as well. So this is really important for us to be able to describe the community to a prospective applicant. But also, I just wanted you to know that we chose Mr. Lynch because of a variety of things, including his ability to know where the good people are. And we've been working with him a little bit, as you heard him say. And each select board member has had a separate interview with him, and we've filled out a written questionnaire that he gave us. So with that, I would really welcome you all to share with us what you think we're looking for.
May I start with a question?
You certainly may.
My question is, where do you look for a town manager?
Mm-hmm.
Is there some organization or group that people would be in, and where you would be able to tap people that are in this industry? I don't know
sure.
anything about it.
Absolutely. No, there are organizations. There is right here in Massachusetts, there's the Massachusetts Municipal Managers Association. I believe every manager in the state is a member of that organization. Most of those individuals also belong to a much larger group, the International City and County Managers Association, ICMA, which is, as the name implies, international in its scope, but primarily this country. And there are thousands of members across the country, across the globe. I think our market is, or the group of people that we're most focused on right now are those from Massachusetts and the surrounding states. But certainly one opportunity for us is to look to outside of the state to other managers that may have or may be working in a community very similar to Amherst, one in which higher education is a primary player. To that end, there is another organization that's focused on the town and gown, I think it's the International Town and Gown Management Association, I'm trying to remember the name now, but that we've we'll be in touch with as well. And there are some other organizations, but each state has their own group. There's the ICMA, there's the Town Gown Association, we'll also be talking to some of the area universities that have public administration programs or planning programs, city planning programs, that might be good fits. Their alum might be good fits for the position.
Mm-hmm. You might remember Mr. Bill Castillo was the city manager of Durham, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and it was his association with the International City Town Gown Association that led him to apply to Amherst.
And I've already been in touch with a number of people here in the state who I know may be looking or may see Amherst as the type of community that would be a good fit for them and for the next step of their career. So mm-hmm. we're already begun that outreach.
I'd be willing to kick off.
Sure.
That's
who you are. Sure.
Yes, yes. That was Joan Burgess who just spoke a moment ago. And I'm Maureanne Adams. And actually, we're both have been active in past years in a coalition of Amherst neighborhoods. And I'm also spent 35 years as a professor at the university and involved in governance there. And so I feel very connected both to the university connected community and to the town. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be very important to have somebody who understands what it is for a small town to have such a large university and a growing university as an immediate neighbor. And the town gown doesn't just mean the town administration and the university administration. I guess, my perspective because of my own situation is that I live in a neighborhood that is being crowded from the southern movement of the university and the northward movement of the town. And so although I do not see densification, student housing, development as necessarily in any way in opposition to the stability of residential neighborhoods, they have been in that situation of being in conflict. And I would want a town manager with a really inclusive view and an inclusive style who would know how to pose issues that she or he saw were pressing to the select board, because I was reading the charter quite carefully and I understand the relationship and we have to work within the charter that we have. And I do think that previous town managers were not as open-handed as they might have been. And I think that policy issues became divisive because the boards that they appointed did not represent a range of points of view. And therefore, we would have conflicts in town and in town meeting because the issues had to be vetted somewhere. So I think about the town manager's appointive responsibilities and supervisory responsibilities as well. And I think that as an appointer for a key town board, such as the planning board, which is the one I have followed most closely, if that board isn't intentionally created and supervised in such a way that the range of potentially conflicting points of view are vetted there, they're going to be vetted somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's dysfunctional for the administration of the town and the life of the town. The same thing is true for supervision. I think that when there have been strong resident objections to policy directions by senior staff, there hasn't been a clear personnel process, that is a clear supervisory process, by which we could know that the town manager was raising those issues with the staff. And of course, at the university, we may be overly processed in terms of what we do as personnel, but at least we feel that the stakeholders have been asked the quality of service and the policy direction from our administrators. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that as a select board reaches out to stakeholders for the evaluation of the town manager, but I have not seen that as built into the supervision of either senior staff or of the committees and boards that the town manager appoints. Okay. So, you know, I really am thinking that we desperately need someone whose vision is openly inclusive, who understands that it is a great difficulty for a small town with a large university, that we all understand, and some of us have dual loyalties. Many of us have dual loyalties. And we understand the importance of fiscal stability and of increasing the tax base, but we are not willing to sacrifice residential neighborhoods to that. And we really need someone who publicly is able to hold these multiple viewpoints and be seen to respect them all. Okay.
Thank you. Other comments that people might have? Just let's say, okay.
I'll just sort of follow up.
Yeah.
My background is that I've lived in town for 40 years, and I've been not involved with the university. I graduated from the university, but I never worked there. So I worked in a fairly large business that was a startup here in Amherst. So my background is more from a business side, and I didn't get involved in town politics or issues until I retired because I didn't have time. But one of the first difficulties that I ran into is thinking it should run like a business. And I've found in many ways that it does, and in other ways it doesn't. Maureen mentioned a few of the issues like accountability, and appointments versus elected situations. There's a lot of things that you have to juggle. There's no question about that. And in Amherst, we're faced with some very large issues, one of them being economic development. And I know there's a lot of work going on with economic development in order to try to stabilize our tax base and not drive people like me out of town. And on the other side, we have a real issue of affordable housing, which is, again, driven by the nature of our town. Students are able to pay very large amounts of money for rent, that really hurts moderate and low-income people in Amherst. They can't afford to live here. So we need to juggle that, and we need to have a person in the town manager role who understands both sides of this and isn't really leaning in either way. I mean, this is a balancing act, and I think right. A balance is the most important thing there. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that balance is a term that came up quite a bit earlier today, too, in terms of development and maintaining the quality of life or the small town atmosphere that Amherst has. So sort of balancing all of that out. That came up several times during our discussions. So, okay. Other comments, questions, thoughts from anyone? What type of qualifications do you see is crucial to the individual? Someone certainly.
The thing that seems so important to me is experience and having had a like experience before, mm-hmm. something in the area of true understanding of the town gown issues, because that really permeates everything we do here.
Right.
So I think that's a huge qualification, along with the educational qualifications that one would need. But I think a true understanding of the town, mm-hmm. or a similar type town, is extremely important.
Okay. Experience with town meeting, form of government?
That would be extremely helpful.
Patience on that end.
That's another word that came up a lot today, too, is patience.
I mean, the experience part, I think, is important when you're talking about being able to kind of hit the road running. I think it would be very, very difficult for an experienced person who has not experienced town manager's position before to just, Amherst would be a difficult point for him to start from. Mm-hmm. When John Musani took over, at least he had the knowledge of the town, being the finance director.
Right.
So it was a little easier for him, but I mean, town meeting, select board issues, and just the sheer number of meetings that they were required to attend, and the knowledge and inner workings of those individuals, the ability to be a good listener, but then be a firm decision maker and not worry about whether the decision is the right decision or the wrong decision, but at least to make the decision, mm-hmm. Was very is an important aspect of that. After you've been able to listen to people's discussions, listen to their conversations, varied opinions, and then at least be able to sift through everything and filter it and then make a decision which he or she would feel best for the town is important. I can tell you, having been the chief now for 6 years, contractual and union negotiations, experience with that is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like grievances, how to negotiate that, important aspect of it, of a town manager.
Agreement from the fire chief.
We're twins, I guess. That's exactly the things that I wrote, being inclusive, team or oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to take in all kinds of all thoughts or beliefs or whatever, just taking in those opinions, but being willing, once you get all that in, you need to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And at times that's tough. That's very, 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 very tough. But you need someone that can take all those thoughts, bring them, coalesce those, and then say, okay, this is the way we're going to go, and be aware that you can't please everyone, but that you have to take a stand and believe in what you're doing, because you're doing what's best for the town.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's critical.
I'd like to add to that in the language of the charter, mm-hmm. the town manager advises the select board on what she or he sees to be the needs of the community.
Right.
And so I'd really be interested to know how a town manager planned to gather that information and assess that information, so that as the town manager advised the select board, I mean, the select board makes the policy decisions, But at least in my experience, so far as it's been visible watching TV or going to meetings, it has seemed to be in a rather narrow frame. That's one of the reasons why we built a coalition of Amherst neighborhoods. And I would hope for, at least on the forward end of identifying needs and looking at options, that's where I would want to see the inclusivity. I'm not saying that one side or the other has to win, but I think we all need to know that the perspectives have been taken into account, and we need to know better than we've known. So this would be communication and articulateness on the part of a town manager to communicate why she or he is making the choices.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, we often haven't known, and haven't known whether it was intentional or ignorance of some issues.
So I'd like to ask a question on that, because there are times when I feel that Amherst has the ability to be, I'm going to take crap for this, I think, down the road. There's a sense of entitlement with a lot of Amherst residents that they think they're entitled to more information sometimes than they really are. Do you ever get that feeling?
I would need to know what information you meant.
Boy,
because I think there probably are some things. No, I'm serious.
You opened
but I mean, some things are clearly. I know from the university that there's much that is privileged, but there's much that's not, and that could really be opened up.
I mean, people's feelings get hurt when they think they should know something and maybe they shouldn't. But
I wouldn't, for one, speaking for myself, wouldn't mind being told that something was privileged.
Oh. Mm. All right, that's worthy. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
Are you a student?
Yes, I go to the university.
But you have views. Students have views.
You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Stuart Foster. I'm a reporter for the Daily Collegian, UMass student paper. I'm covering this event for our paper. Mm-hmm. As far as my views on the town manager, I don't know. I think that might hurt my objectivity in reporting.
I was going to say.
It's
good, very good.
You don't need to quote yourself.
It's all being colorized.
I wanted to give you a chance.
I appreciate it.
It's good to know who's sitting around the table.
I've met reporters that have not been as objective, so that was very.
We'll read your report.
Good.
There's one other obvious qualification. And I think it's very important, because this is a hard mix of things we're asking a person to be, but I think some sort of a financial background is extremely important, and a person is familiar with budgeting, just a fairly large town with and spend a lot of money on a lot of different things. So I think the financial side of it is very important. And I, John Musanti, came in with that. So
right.
We kind of look at, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just assume.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think John's original background was his
financial.
But I believe he started as town manager in Lenox.
He did.
He was
Lenox.
New Bedford first,
and
then he became
his
first
Lenox.
Yes. Yeah.
And he had family background in.
Yeah. So, okay. You've joined us, so.
My name is Bob Pam. I guess one thing that, that has struck me is that very often things come to town meeting in a form which is very hard to follow. For example, I know zoning has been one of the big issues. And again, you know, the what's is presented is 30 pages of document, which is not really very easy to visualize. And it's the visualization which is a problem. And from the perspective of selecting a town manager, what you really want is that when the planning department or public works or anybody else is presenting something, that they actually practice explaining it. You know, and that's what he's got to require of the staff, so that it is clear when people are voting on it. Otherwise, you know, what you're presented is a document which is interpreted in many ways.
Right.
And, you know, the debate occurs at the time of a vote, which is not the right way to do things.
Okay. So communication becomes,
And that's also the part of the issue of supervision and appointment that I mentioned before, because the town manager does appoint the planning board, the town manager does supervise the planning department, and it's from the board and department that many of the articles that have been most contentious in town meeting have come.
And is it, and so it's the sense that the issue is the information hasn't been communicated effectively, or?
Bob and I may have different views on this, but in my view, it hasn't been sufficiently vetted by a representative board. That is, that represents really some very different points of view. At least hasn't been visible. There have changes, a number of changes have taken place quite recently, so that some of this really is past experience and doesn't seem to be present. Things really have changed. But I think that the initiative recently has shifted from the planning department to the planning board. I think that's a good thing. I think that some of us really needed to have those documents written in English.
That's useful.
I'm really, really holding back as a planner in responding to any of this. But I will say, just for Mr. Pam's comment about presentation, that's kind of like a forever issue with people presenting zoning particularly. And, you know, good planners are also good presenters and good communicators, mostly. But to actually have the board members be able to present zoning well is just a perennial challenge. It's very difficult, and we won't get into that. But I'm always relieved when something's presented, clearly with good visuals, but I know that it doesn't often happen. It doesn't happen as much as we would like, and it often to the defeat of the article just based on presentation. So it's a valid critique, not always easily solvable, and I'll keep the rest of my
just in terms of background. I mean, it's one of the things I wanted to add to, you know, someone who's really experienced, because this town can't be anybody's learning curve. I think that some background in planning, where one is had been involved in planning in a town like this, and can really look at costs benefits for different sectors of the community, would be very valuable.
Okay. Well, I certainly think one of the major issues that has come up in earlier today and in other conversations has been the issue of planning and development. What's happening here in the town with regards to its development. So I think that that's certainly a feature that I think we want to be focusing in on somewhat. Finance is another one, and you have some issues there that with your finance director position being open that needs to be addressed. So we're looking for someone with a high level of skills in both those areas.
Just in the interest of full disclosure and to make sure that you don't feel picked on. Yeah, I'm a trustee of the library, and we're thinking about a renovation and possibly expansion. And, you know, I'm very sensitive to the questions of how do you describe this and how do you talk about it. And so that's, I'm not trying to pick on somebody.
I know.
Okay. Trying to go through some of my notes here earlier. See if there's other issues that may come up.
Well, one thing that's a question in my mind is, and I'm sure you know that we're in the process of maybe even changing our form of government. There's a charter commission vote coming up, and
right.
So the poor soul who's applying for this job may not know well how long the job's going to last or what form it might take or whatever, and
right.
That seems to be a very difficult situation to try to recruit in.
Yes.
Sure you appreciate that, but
it's going to be an issue that people are going to be looking at. On the other hand, it's not unusual for a community to review its form of government on a regular basis. I actually just got finished with another recruitment in another community that's going through not quite the same level of charter review that's being talked about here with a full-blown charter commission, but a charter review committee that was appointed to look at the charter as well as the bylaws. But it's always an issue that people, manager, candidates are going to be, or applicants are going to be looking at as to what the future, how stable is the community in terms of their tenure in the position. So,
potential candidates won't be surprised this happens.
No, I think that as we go through the process, I'm sure it will be an issue that people will have questions about. Now, on the other hand, Amherst has had five managers in 50-some-odd years, 60 years.
I've worked for four, 37 years. So.
Right. So it's been a stable position.
And this would be the third charter commission, so.
Right. So it's
assuming it's approved.
It would seem.
Assuming.
That, right.
If it, yes.
You know, that's the type of information I want to get out as well. And certainly one of the issues that many people have talked about is the town meeting process. So it would seem that that's the major focus, more on the legislative side than on the executive side.
Would the pool of applicants, would previous mayors put in for a position like this if they had the education mm-hmm. to go with
absolutely
it. It's curious. I mean, yeah. I keep hearing, and I'm going to go quickly, just basically from a public safety standpoint, I keep hearing these comments over the years about Amherst and keeping its small town feel, which is okay, mm-hmm. but Amherst hasn't been a small town in a long, long time, at least from a public safety standpoint.
Right.
There are a number of cities around here, smaller cities and then larger, Greenfield, East Hampton, Northampton, West Springfield, Chicopee, to name a few. I believe Timmy, I can guarantee you Timmy's department is much busier than all of those that I've named, as is the police department. So, you know, I've always get a little bit, and I was chuckling earlier when somebody mentioned, you know, small town, and I hope I'm not insulting anybody, but I always look at Amherst as small town's long gone when it comes to public safety.
Is that the university's role? I mean, is that the role of students that you think?
Not so much even students. It's just the students gets the publicity. You know, because of some of the major issues we've had with specific student events.
The aging of the community?
Potentially.
That's a big, big, big part. But to go back to what you said, you can't blame the university for all the world's ills. Hmm. You know, for the most part, it's just a function of the fact that we have a large population mm-hmm. here. And we are really a small city. We really are, and have been, as Scott said, for a very long time.
I would love to know what the real, if we could really get an accurate census of the population. And there's no way in heck it's 35,000 people. I can guarantee you that. And it's been that kind of a number for a long, long time.
12 months, that's distinct from 9 months.
Yeah, and it really doesn't, I mean, even summer times, you know, the summers have changed so much since I was a young police officer. You know, our call volume doesn't go down. January's our quietest month by far.
Right.
But I mean, the call volume just has not shown a dramatic decrease from the summers that it used to. I think more and more people are just staying around town.
How does your call volume measure up? Because the universities, we know they have their own campus police.
Sure.
So I'm sure there's still calls that come into you, but it's probably reduced somewhat by the they handle most of their stuff. But how does it compare to other communities of similar size?
And again, I mean, it's difficult sometimes to always measure just going by call volume and even arrest numbers, because each police department handles call volume differently. For instance, in Northampton, they count a call when they write a parking ticket. So theirs are dramatically increased. But when you actually talk about responses, that's what we kind of look at as responses, arrest numbers, those types of things. And ours are usually higher than most.
Okay. Yeah, I would think that certainly one issue that has an impact on the police department is the level of traffic that you have here in the town, which is far, you know, if you were to compare the level of traffic in the town of Amherst with 35,000 people versus another town of 35,000 people, it's obviously during the day here the population explodes.
I've heard upwards, and Moriana, you may know the answer to this. I mean, during the daytime hours when the university's in session, I keep hearing 100,000. Is that inaccurate? It's...
And that can also be at night, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are out.
Right.
So I guess
so
I
that puts a demand on, certainly on the police.
Yeah. Probably the steady number that you can work from is about 60,000. That's pretty much where it stays. Pretty much, you can pretty much guarantee that. Pardon me?
Average.
Average, yeah. Generally, yeah.
So
you can kind of bank on that. Yeah.
So 60,000 residents, are you saying?
People in town. People in town, generally.
When the university's in session.
We don't know.
Pretty much bank.
Sometimes
I don't know if we know.
And, you know, someone described it earlier today, and that it's sort of a large town or a small city. It's really one of those, as opposed to.
It's also a town that has a city within it.
That's right.
But I wanted to ask the Chief Livingstone, when you're talking about when people describe it as a small town, and then Maureen Adams asked about university activity. It seems to me, from the little bit I've talked to some of the officers and people I know on the force, that we have more urban issues that are public safety issues than people realize. And not that we need to advertise, but I think there's more of an urban set of incidents than might be known or visible to people. And that's what I took from what you were saying about, it's not just students, peeing in bushes. It's, serious, drug overdose issues, just like every other community, and that's across groups. And that creates a fair amount of work, and it's things like, it seemed like we never had break-ins in the commercial sector. We have, whether that's related to drug or other, but what I'm hearing is that a lot of the activities are, people might not know that just driving through town it looks so idyllic, but that your forces are dealing with similar problems that are happening in urban, urban areas.
That's accurate. They know they're responding to the calls, and I'm reading the reports the next morning, and it's one of the discussions that I have frequently with the press when we do our morning press briefings, is that the issues with the students make the headlines, but please keep into perspective the work that everybody else is doing with follow-up investigations and drug cultures and breaking and enterings, because those are all happening in town, and it isn't just a student issue in this town. any longer. I mean, again, I don't want to offend anyone when they were talking about, I mean, like I said, I've been an employee here for 37 years, and I love working in this town. It has small town values and a lot of the great small town things that are going on, but, you know, again, I kind of giggle and laugh when people are like, you know, Amherst is a small town, and at least when it comes to public safety, it's just not, you know, it's not.
Yeah, I would think that even from the, you know, certainly from public safety, but from the infrastructure needs of the town, you know, if you're going to have 60,000 people coming through the town mm-hmm. on a daily basis, that puts demands on your road network, your utilities, your water and sewer, everything. It's,
you know, I was on the search committee for the Hadley Police Chief's job this last, and the discussion I had with the select board over there was, you know, understand that Hadley is very quickly becoming a small, the way Amherst used to be. Mm-hmm. I said, you are no longer a small town either. And if you start checking the Hadley police statistics, and I'm again talking about public safety, it's a much busier police community than Belchertown, South Hadley, towns that you would think.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you need to keep that in mind when you're making your selection. So, mm-hmm. you know.
I'd just like to comment on an earlier comment that you made, and again, it's my perspective about town meeting,
mm-hmm.
about the importance of town meeting as what I see as a legislative body
mm-hmm.
in town, even though Massachusetts law doesn't quite frame it that way. And I think that the relationship with town meeting that the town manager as well as the select board has is tremendously important, and I think it needs to be someone who enjoys working with a body, a legislative body like town meeting. Mm-hmm. And I would really like someone who would, again, be able to think more on the front end of the quality of the articles that boards and councils bring to town meeting. Because at least from my perspective as someone on the other end, there have been things that I think there are other perspectives that I don't see in the reports. And when I ask members of the committees or councils, they say, oh, we talked about that, but we don't know why they came down where they did. So I think that, in the appointive and the supervisory role of the town manager, if the town manager were really to think about how things get presented to town meeting, there might not be quite the tension that there has been. The issues are going to be divisive, but I think we wouldn't be so divisive if, other than privileged information, mm-hmm. we really got a better understanding of how fully they had been vetted earlier. I see that as the town manager's role more than the select board.
Mm. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if it's having been a manager. I don't know if it's entirely feasible to, there's always the sense that, well, there's more information that we're just not getting mm-hmm. that, and I've had the opportunity to work in open town meeting, representative town meeting, city council, so I've worked in all three forms, there's always a sense that there is just isn't enough by some members, and I'm not sure how ever.
So maybe a little bit more would be enough for mm-hmm. more people.
Sure, sure, yeah, could be. So.
I think that one of the statements made this afternoon at the forum was
use the microphone just for the TV.
At this afternoon's forum, one of the participants said that they thought it was very important that we have someone who was extremely passionate about all aspects of town government and thrives on the diversity of opinions in the community
mm-hmm.
and especially embraces the participatory nature of town meeting. And
that's a terrific statement.
It's a terrific statement. And we also have to let the town manager have a life, because they, in order to embrace and participate and engage in the community and be passionate about it, they have to have balance.
Yes.
And that's something that I think Amherst just struggles with.
we need to be mindful of.
Right.
Says your human resources director.
I did hear that from several other people, that mm-hmm. there needs to be that balance there, work life.
Caught up on
a lot
of things.
Can you just tell us who you are?
Oh, my name's Kathleen Nelson. Just the issue on my mind has to do with global warming and mm-hmm. being truly a green community. You know, going ahead, and I don't know what town government's done, like the police station, town hall. I work at the Bang Center. Mm-hmm. Are we still using Eversource? You know, I mean, are we just burning oil for electricity still?
We have gas, but I don't know what the Bang Center and Town Hall runs.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really strongly about us getting with the program and being as green as possible as quickly as possible. I know the town wants to put in a solar field. There's right. concerns about the landfill. And from what I've read in the paper, we should be concerned if it's leaking some sort of poisonous gas. Maybe we need to do something about that. Solar is not the only thing. We can switch to a supplier that uses wind.
Right.
And I'd just like to see that happen. I also am concerned about, as far as I know, businesses in town are not required to recycle. And I just think that's kind of obscene. Is that right?
I'm sure it.
You might not know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure they're not, I don't know if they're, if you have a local, but I don't even know if the at least under state law you can require that. I'm not sure.
Residents are required to
right.
recycle.
Because
there are restrictions, I know, on styrofoam usage and those mm-hmm. sorts of things, but I don't know the mandates about businesses having to recycle.
A lot of plastic going in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, in the case of the residents, I think the hook there is that the town provides the service, and so therefore can have local bylaws that require that recycling. I'm not sure from.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
No.
Oh.
There are two companies.
It's part of you choose your trash
call
pickup
it.
And
mm-hmm. hire it.
Interesting. How long has that been the case?
Just comment on that a little bit. Okay. So I think the way in which we largely get compliance, for lack of a term, with regard to residential trash hauling is because you hire a private company to come and do it. They typically, the way their costs are structured are that as many recyclables as you want, those don't cost you anything, and what you pay for is the removal of the trash. And so the economic advantage is toward recycling as much as possible because it reduces the amount of trash you deal with. And as a matter of fact, if you want to take your own trash to the dump, or I should say the transfer station, that's also true. In other words, you can recycle everything, but the bags, which are specific bags that you have to use, have a fairly premium price on them, and that, you know, the idea is that the economic advantage is toward recycling and away from, you know, trash. But I'm not sure that we're necessarily required to. It just economically works out a whole lot better for people to do that. I don't know from the business point of view or the commercial side of things if they have that same structure in place or not, and how much we can require those kind of things. But I know for the residential that it's more the economics drive towards, and you know, people often just of their own volition want to recycle as much as they can.
Okay.
Just a little follow-up. I think it is important that the next town manager is committed to sustainability and the green community initiatives, because our past town manager really was, and we have a sustainability director, Stephanie Ciccarello.
Right.
And I think we're on a good path. We could always do more, but I think we would want someone who is equally committed to that as the select board. And just in terms of solar and landfill, there's lots of environmental considerations that have to happen in permitting, and
right.
No intention to do anything that would be a risk to environmental safety. So that will all be explored in the fullest possible way. I know it's controversial for some people. I understand.
The town is a part of the Green Communities Act, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's designated.
Oh, yeah, and going beyond right. as much as possible.
I don't know how probable it is that people will apply for this who have not been a town manager before, if they've been mayors or if they have been public officials in other states. They may not really be as familiar with a representative town meeting. And so, you know, the points, I guess, that make it peculiar is that, you know, in a representative town meeting, it represents the entire populace. And so, as in California, you can have a referendum and an initiative coming out of the town meeting. They can basically say no to things, and they can originate ideas about things that they want to have happen. And unless you are familiar with that kind of structure, you're going to have some trouble with it. It's also clear that, at least in the short time that I was on town meeting, the town manager was not in charge of it. There is a person who runs that meeting who is different. Correct. And while the town manager may be called upon and is called upon often to discuss something, it really comes out of the elected officials, who are the, you know, the finance committee and the select board, who are really taking the front seat on all of those kinds of things, and the town manager's got to just be able to deal with that. You know, you want someone who will take initiatives, but also is willing to step back at the appropriate times.
Right, right. Yeah, and the role of the manager varies from town to town.
Yes.
At town meeting, it's in some towns the manager
is much more forward.
Right.
It's varied among town managers in this town. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There are mayors that have applied for these positions in the past and received them, with every form.
Okay, but that's my point is simply that they need to be familiar with
right.
How this differs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, one doesn't want a town manager who feels that his or her wings are being clipped all the time. That just leads to great difficulties. This has to be someone, I think, who believes that the legislature should be representative, that there is a role for the legislature, and it's the job of the town manager and the select board and others to work more effectively than I think some of us have in the past. I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for Amherst, and I'm very excited about it. I think there's some of us who think, oh my God, so much is going on all at the same time. But I think that the fact that we're having these conversations about what we would like to see changed, that there are some people who want to see more fundamental changes than others do, that we have an opportunity to look for a new town manager, I think that this is really terrific, and I would urge that it would be someone who embraces the notion mm-hmm. of working in a town with a representative
town meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other comments? Ideas?
Maybe because for the people who are here and the people who are watching, to just give a quick thumbnail of what's going to happen next.
Sure. Sorry. Well, I have one more community input session tomorrow morning at the library at 9:00. And then from that, I'm going to pull together all of the information that I've gathered from these sessions, as well as the information that I have regarding the town of Amherst and the legal definition of the position. And from that, we create a position profile that will inform the candidates of the issues of the town, the nature of the town government, the nature of the position, and the qualifications and qualities that Amherst will be looking for. My goal is to, I'm scheduled to bring that to the select board on February 1st, I believe. And so that's what I'm shooting for. That gives me about a week to pull all of that together. So I'm hoping I can make that. the select board then will review that and tell me where I'm wrong, tell me where I'm off, or buy into that, whatever we come up with jointly. And then we'll advertise the position, make that profile, position profile available to individuals that I've identified. And by the way, this weekend is the Municipal Association annual meeting.
We're rehearsing our little skit so we can attract people.
That's
over.
Right. You'll be the select board will all be there.
Impossible.
Speaking very loudly about how wonderful it would be to come work in Amherst. And I'll be working the same way, talking to people. But we'll be we expect to be advertising in February, receiving resumes by the I believe the middle of March.
Beginning or
middle of March.
It's all on a chart.
It's all on a nice colored chart that I put together. And then I'll winnow that down to a smaller group that will then be passed on to the screening committee that will be in place.
That we don't have yet.
That will then narrow that field down even further to 3 to 5 people is the goal to bring to the select board sometime in May or April. And then hopefully the select board will be able to find the right candidate out of that group, and we'll have someone appointed by the beginning of May. That's the goal. That's my goal. And then on the job come July.
I just have a quick comment and a question. The comment is that many of us who live here really love living here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that that in itself is a draw for a new town manager.
Absolutely.
The opportunity to live in Amherst,
mm-hmm.
with all that it has to offer. And the engaged citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, it's similar to Joan's question about organizations, professional organizations. Is there a group of backgrounds at the master's level or the doctoral level that town managers tend to have? That involves skill sets, et cetera?
Generally, most managers have a master's degree in public administration. There's a very good program right here in Amherst that, that I have mine from.
Is there a school here?
Yes.
There is a school here. Yes, there is.
Which one?
It was even in place way back then when I was here. So public administration is popular. Public policy is popular. In fact, the program here is now public policy and administration. Also city or urban planning is another very popular degree program that people have.
So master's is the usual,
yes.
terminal degree for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have one more comment. Sorry that I didn't do it before. It may have been covered in before I got here or this morning.
Well,
or
just
this afternoon.
Can you use the microphone?
Yes. the structure of government in Massachusetts basically puts programs for the poor under the state.
Correct.
And that leaves many people in this town, including myself, feeling like there are things that need to be done and that the town government has generally said, no, we don't want to get into that because it opens a door that we don't want to open. There are lots of people who will always feel very uncomfortable with that. Some of them are people who would receive services that way. Many of them are people who just feel that those services are underprovided. Whoever is appointed to this post has got to deal with that as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that that it be dealt with in a way which it does not simply say to people who are poor, you don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Yes.
Yeah, and that was an issue that actually that came up earlier today with some staff people as well as at the earlier community forum. That there is I believe someone described it as a barbell. There are some people in the town that are very well off, and there's a large group of people that are very much in need. So again, you know, those are types of issues. If I could wrap this back around to the earlier comment, that there are going to be some issues, there are going to be some, like the charter change issue, or charter review issue, that people are going to be looking at very carefully. But there are a number of reasons that people will be interested in Amherst for this manager position. It is a great community to live in. It has great cultural amenities, great quality of life, great physical assets. There's a buzz in Andover, excuse me, in Amherst. There used to be a manager in Andover called Buzz, so that's probably where my mind was going.
Excuse that.
It was an A town. There's a buzz in Amherst. There's and there's issues that you would be able to tackle here, like the issues of income needs, income disparity, the poverty issues. Over 50% of the students receive free or reduced lunch. Yep. There's the aging population. It's a challenge. There's the large university and college, a higher education presence that makes for a whole set of issues for a manager. So there's the qualities of the community, and there's the challenges of the community that hopefully will be seen as a draw to get people to be interested in this position. We want the best possible group of candidates, certainly.
And it is a very safe community.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yes, thanks to our police and our fire.
One question, because the charter has been discussed a number of times tonight. Is it trending towards communities leaving town meeting representation? I mean, it happened in Greenfield. It happened in East Hampton in the last 5 or 7 years to go to the mayoral form of government. But is that a trend?
Actually, the trend towards mayors seemed to have peaked a while back. There's communities now that are looking at it again, but what's actually seemed to be happening is more of a move towards council manager right now, I would say, that I'm seeing. You don't need to when you have a council, you don't need to have a mayor. You can have an appointed, and that's the more common form of government across the country, actually, is council manager. They're only by 52%, I think. And then the town meeting form is somewhat unique in there. And then there's 40-some-odd that are 40% or 45% that are council mayor form.
So a council manager is voted in or hired?
Hired. The manager is hired by the council. Right.
Council is elected.
The council is elected.
And it's of different sizes.
Yes. You can have 7 to, I think Barnstable has 17. Wow. It's a very large council. But they went to council manager a while back. Palmer, I believe, is council manager. Franklin. Watertown. And then three of the second, fourth, and fifth largest communities in the state are actually council manager forms. Worcester, Lowell, where I was manager, and Cambridge. So.
On the other hand. Yes.
Yeah, so that's been more the.
But it's a town that has all the problem with its water, and we asked ourselves if they had had a town meeting, would that decision have been made? In any event, you know, it's, and I think another attractive part of Amherst is For better or for worse, from the administration's point of view, there is a very engaged citizenry.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the DNA.
It is.
Of
yeah.
Amherst.
We're only the age of silent.
Mm-hmm. So, I think unless there's more.
If anybody has.
I just had a question. If any other ideas came up at the earlier meeting today that you might want to share with us and also with the audience, I don't know if there were some different ones.
I would say very similar. The one that comes immediately to mind is the there was discussion regarding the value of having a manager that understands the importance of arts and culture. That came up?
Yes, because that is becoming an mm-hmm. economic as well as residents' value and issue for development.
Right, the creative economy, right?
Yes.
Right.
And excuse me, but I mean, part of what some of the residential communities are trying to do is to develop the documentation of the historical background so that that's also then becomes a cultural draw mm-hmm. for students and for their parents and for residents.
Right.
And that's, I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and along those lines, it was in that discussion that someone mentioned that to seek a candidate that had the master's degree in public administration, but also perhaps someone who, this may be a little bit, get a little too fine-tuned, but someone who has a background in the humanities, a bachelor's degree in the humanities, and then a, I don't know if I'm going to be able to work that into this job.
It's an instrument.
So, right.
I was going to say some experience with community development.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
There was actually some discussion about the value of having a manager who understands value of asset
right.
based economic development, using your natural environment
right.
to promote
or your historical, et cetera.
Right.
And also, one of the comments is it's very important to have a manager who's nice.
Yes. Which, as I indicated today, immediately eliminated five of the people I had already spoken to. So.
Doesn't lose their temper in the face of adversity.
So the goal here is to take all of this and sort of wordsmith it in a way that hits all of these points.
Or as many just of those as to possible. To add a voice on the cultural side, mm-hmm. you know, the library has 250,000 visits a year,
mm-hmm.
and a third of those visits essentially are from people out of town.
Right.
So we really are a regional center, and that is part of the same discussion about what the daytime population of the town is. It's all part of the same discussion.
The development of Amherst cinema was a very important
sure.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're really wishing there were a local theater. I mean, I think mm-hmm. a theater in connection with the theater departments in all of the colleges could be a wonderful asset for the town.
Mm-hmm.
Old fire station, the soon-to-be old fire station, would be a great place.
It's still old. It's
a great. It would be a great downtown theater
Our
location.
Former address
Your Center for the Arts as a location.
It used to be located.
The property.
Oh. Yeah.
No, not the building itself. So, okay. Well, thank you all very much for coming. I very,
thank
very
you.
Helpful.
Excuse me?